The next question is Maria Ruelas, R-U-E-L-A-S. First name, Maria. This is a clinical case of a 59-year-old Hispanic female that has CKD stage 3A that is associated to diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. The laboratory workup shows that the serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 32, and the estimated EFR went up to 58 mL per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 786 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient was taking Farxiga, but due to the fact that she had relapsing urinary tract infection several times, the medication was stopped. And the collection of this sample is without the administration of Kerendia. The patient started to take Kerendia less than 1 week ago. So we emphasize to this patient the need to take this medication and the need to lose weight because the BMI is elevated. Following number arterial hypertension. The patient weighs 180 pounds, and today she says that it's unusual for her to have a diastolic of 92. She says that at home, the blood pressure is 120 over 80. Today we have 139 over 92. We are going to ask the patient to have a log of the blood pressure until the next appointment. Following number, diabetes mellitus type 2, that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.1. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, that is on supplementation, the level is 36. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia, that she is taking atorvastatin 40 milligrams on a daily basis. I suggested a decrease in the body weight for at least by 10 pounds. She will be feeling much better, and we will be having better control of the proteinuria. Weight loss, low protein intake, low sodium intake, avoid the excessive amount of fluid drinking. All this goes in favor of improving the kidney function and especially the proteinuria. Re-evaluation in about 5 months. A paragraph, we invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient face-to-face, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.